We've got Trey Helton with us, and he is the race director for the MTCS 5K that is coming up just around the corner. Trey, when is the 5K going to take place?
April 12th, Saturday morning at 7 o'clock.
And what is the official name of this race?
It is called the Strong Tower. We take that out of Proverbs chapter 18.
And what is the purpose of the race?
The race serves a couple of purposes. First off, every year, this will be our third race, and every year we have a co-beneficiary. And this year, our co-beneficiary is the VA Fisher House. It's a wonderful organization that basically serves the military community by when a soldier is wounded and they're on the campus of the VA getting treatment, their family can be close by to just aid in their recovery. One of the things that I personally love about the VA Fisher House is a soldier, after he's done with rehabilitation, they will transport him to this house where he can have a meal at a table with his family. He can sit on a couch and watch TV with his family to just kind of get it out of a hospital type atmosphere. And so they are our co-beneficiary. The funds that kind of stay on campus, so to speak, with MTCS are part of what's called our Strong Tower Initiative. And that's just basically our capital improvements that are going towards improving the safety and security at our school, which obviously I have three children at MTCS, and so that's certainly with what you see in the news going on over the recent years is something that's very important to me as a father to just make sure that our kids, when they're at school, that they're safe.
Now, you were telling me off the air, and I never really thought about this, but MTCS does not have a tax base to draw from in order to make improvements like what you're talking about. And one of those improvements made last year was the magnetic card the students have in order to get into the building.
That's right. Before, you could actually, as crazy as it sounds, and probably 10 years ago, it may not have been crazy, but certainly today it sounds crazy that someone could just walk into a school. And so we had to address all those things, and those things take a lot of money to not only the physical improvements, but just to get good advice to find out how is the best way to do it. And I mean, I don't know how many different entrance ports we have to the school or entrance points we have to the school. But regardless, to make sure that we're doing the right things with the money, it just takes a lot of money. And so basically, it's just to make sure that we know who's in the school and give certain people easy access to the school, and to make visitors or others, to make them have to go through a system of checks and balances to gain access to the school.
You know, MTCS is probably now one of the safest schools in our community because of the fact that you have these special access cards in order to get in. Other schools don't have those.
Yeah, other schools have more of a built-in, I would say a built-in structure to where, like, if someone wants an entrance to the school, they have to go through like a lobby or something and then go through an office to get to gain admittance into the greater part of the school. That would be very costly to MTCS just because the way the buildings are laid out. So we chose a more technology-driven just because we didn't have the building capability or the capability to kind of go in, at least right now, and retrofit the buildings with lobbies and the type of things that other schools have. But certainly a lot of the schools in the area have very safe systems that are built into the structures themselves. We had to be more technology-based, using video cameras and magnetic entries and those types of things.
Again, Trey Helton with us this morning, and we're talking about MTCS and a special race coming up. Give me the date of the race one more time.
It's April 12th.
And for those who want to participate, this is open to anybody in the community.
That's correct. There's two parts of the race. There's a 5K, which is a little bit over 3 mile race that starts at 7 o'clock. By the way, we say race, but most of the people that will be running will be joggers. There'll be plenty of walkers. If you walk, a slow walk even, that's about an 18-minute pace. So you could do 3 miles in under an hour. So it'd be an hour walk, and you could do the entire race. After that race at 8 o'clock, we're going to start a fun run, and that's it is a fun run, but it's also basically many people will be walking that, and it's a half a mile. Both the 5K and the fun run finish at the MTCS Sports Complex. They basically both start and finish out of the MTCS Sports Complex, and particularly the finish line area, there's a staging area that kind of goes into the finish line that uses the field, and it's kind of like just a spectacular event. That's the way we want it to be, to where when you cross the finish line, it's a big deal.
So to close this out, where do we need to register to participate?
Yeah, anyone can go to active.com, A-C-T-I-V-E, active.com, and in the search at the top, if you can input the words Strong Tower, it'll pull up our run. And basically, you can register for the 5K or the fun run. You can pay online and basically just show up the day of and participate with us.
Again, Trey Helton with us talking about the MTCS run that is coming up again April the 12th here in Murfreesboro. MTCS is located on Memorial Boulevard. Trey, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.